Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to our show. We will be talking today about the UAE desalination plants begin supplying drinking water to Gaza. As well, Dubai Blink's star DJ Bliss proves haters wrong in the most creative way. As you guys know, haters are gonna hate.
If you love this episode, please do subscribe and like and share this episode. Thank you.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the show. I'm Farah and I have Ali Baba with me. So let's start with our headlines and then we have a very nice thing to talk about. So first of all, UAE desalination plants began supplying drinking water to Gaza.
GCC residents can now travel visa-free to Iran.
As well, Dubai Blink's star DJ Bliss proves haters wrong in the most creative way. I mean, haters are gonna hate.
They're always there, aren't they? Dubai announces road closures on December 31st for New Year's celebrations.
Hello, good yes. morning, Ali. How's,
good morning, Farah.
How was your night?
My night? It was beautiful. I had a very, very good night's sleep last night.
Well, that's amazing. So, yeah. Ali, I want to talk to you about something. I have come across a study on Instagram that says, apparently, that when a woman cries in front of her man, her boyfriend, her husband, her friend, he is less aggressive by 43%. Which is, honestly, I think it is kind of like true. What do you think of it, Ali? Since you're the man, I decided to talk about this with Ali right now because I need to set the record straight for every woman listening to us.
That is emotional manipulation, my friend.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so. I mean, because like women are emotional, right? So when, let's say, a man is hurting her and maybe disregarding her feelings and or not understanding her, he will tend to... She will tend to cry as a way of expressing her feelings. Just like how you guys express your feelings through, I don't know, anger and...
We do not express our feelings through anger. All men are not always angry.
Are you sure?
We're just tough.
I don't think so. I think, honestly...
It has nothing to do with anger.
Exactly. See, like, I think is the fact that women think of men in a way and men think of women in a way which can be, by the way, not true at all. You know, they're both misconceptions, I think, that are made. They think, like, for example, men will think if a woman cries, it's emotional manipulation. But I don't think it really is. And the study does show, like, I don't think, like, all women are the same and all men are the same. Don't you think so?
We're not the same. Completely different, like, obviously.
Then why would you think it's emotional manipulation?
Well, you're using the same method by crying and, you know, pouting your face and... You know, looking innocent.
We are innocent.
If a woman... You know, sometimes you're not, but you make that so you can get away with it. So that's emotional manipulation.
Do you guys agree with Ali? I don't think so, because if you want to think about it in a
Ben
way...
Ben can agree with me, man. Ben can agree
okay,
with
I
me.
I want my woman to support me. Where are you guys? Let us know in the comments. I don't think so, because if you want to think about it in a way that when a woman is hurt, that's how she expresses her... frustration, her sadness, her emotions towards the situation that is happening. How do you express your emotions, Ali?
I'm a completely different, like, I'm a unique person. Don't put me in a box.
Don't put me in a box.
So in terms of Ali Baba, how do I express my emotions? I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, that is that. Have you guys heard of like the avoidant attachment style, the anxious attachment style, and all of these things that happen between, let's say, a man and a woman? Like, you often find that the man is maybe avoidant and the woman is often like anxious, because the woman just like has like this motherly feeling in her. It's just like natural.
We got a comment on IG from Mayed. If she's crying on purpose to manipulate, then but if she's genuinely crying, then that's okay. I agree.
I mean, exactly. Like, see, I don't
that
think...
That I agree with.
Yeah, okay, yeah. See, exactly. Like, that's the point. I don't think that a woman will be able to, like, one, two, three, yalla, cry. I don't think so. Yeah, come on.
Well...
How is that? That takes a lot. To have, like, a woman that actually does say, like, hey, I'm gonna, like, cry on...
It's a lot easier demand. For women to cry than men. I can. That's, it is, that is exactly. for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is true. Yes. That is true. But that's because a woman is naturally emotional. Yes. That's what I think as well. We have another comment that says, it's not true when a woman cries in front of a man, he doesn't care. He will be like, you always cry. What's wrong with you? If the woman, yeah, well, I do agree with you on like a certain level, but women are emotional. And it's a study that actually does prove, you know, it's a study and like just like lowers. I think if you're screaming and angry at your lady and she like cries, yeah, at some point, like you maybe will not scream as much. You'll just be like less screaming. Don't you agree? I think that's what happens, right? Anyway, like if let's say you're screaming at your wife and she just like cries, you're gonna stop screaming.
I do agree with the theory behind it, where it's true, because it is actually true.
Exactly.
But it depends on the situation. If it's if she's actually like the comment said, if she's actually crying, then yeah, so that's fine. But if she's doing it just for the sake of doing it,
guys, Ali saying doing it for the sake of doing it again, like crying on demand takes a lot of effort from the woman.
Yeah, it's preparation.
Oh, do you guys think it that comes, actually? Come on, you know, do you guys think that a woman will prepare? Let's say
100%.
Her. Oh, let me manipulate the guy so he can just feel bad for me. I don't think so,
don't women
because it takes a lot
for
of effort.
Majority of things.
Sorry.
Don't women prepare for majority of things?
I don't think. Yeah, like what?
I don't know. You women are two steps ahead. So.
Guys, come on! I need. Where are my? Oh yeah! Finally, there is the sweet Hassan woman's. What do you mean? No, look, I say something. Okay, guys. I don't think that a woman can just cry on demand. I think that men tend to not understand women, and some women tend to not understand men, which is why there's like a book of women are from Venus and men are from Mars. And you know who wrote that book?
Who?
A man.
A man.
Yeah. So this just proves the point. And by the way, some men do like approve the idea or do approve the concept of like men are actually, let's say, avoidant. And then it's like they don't realize the fact that they are actually hurting their girlfriend or their wife's feelings. And it's like, oh, why are you crying? Yeah, but I've been crying for like the past God knows how long. Haven't you like noticed? I've been sad. And then it's like when they cry, oh, you always cry. Yeah, I always cry, but I have told you my problems like A, B, C. 1,000 times earlier. Exactly, which is the point.
It depends on the guy.
I don't think so. I think like honestly, it's like guys are all the same, it's just different fonts.
Wow.
Yes, guys, see?
Wow.
I got it. I want some women comments here. Where are you women? I think okay, seriously, don't you think so? Like by the way, the same applies to
like some foodgasm says, it's vice versa, it's 50-50, you know,
that's
relationship
true.
Goes with men and women.
That's true. By the way, as well, women can be like all the same in different fonts. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we should not like stereotype men or women into a certain criteria. Sometimes in a relationship it can work and sometimes it cannot work. But yes, crying is, let's talk about the study again, is the fact that crying, when a woman cries, it's because that's how she expresses her emotions. You know, some women express their emotions like, if let's say there's this theory of like, being in your masculine energy and being in your feminine energy, it's very feminine to just like cry it out. And it's very masculine to just like, let's say, get angry and just like want to solve things. If you know what I mean. It is actually a thing, Ali.
Anger doesn't solve problems. Anger doesn't solve problems.
Exactly. Anger does not solve problems. But sometimes when a woman cries, it's because that's how she feels.
Yeah.
So guys, I would confirm to you, as Ali, that the study is correct. Just don't cry on demand, because I don't think that that would be very...
Yeah, that's wrong. That's completely wrong. That's unethical. Yeah,
yes.
As unethical.
Well, guys, let's jump to our first story. Aside from crying, UAE desalination plants began supplying drinking water to Gaza. The delivery of drinking water produced by UAE-built desalination plants in Rafah to the shelters within the Gaza Strip began on Wednesday as part of the Gallant Night 3 humanitarian operation. This follows the installation of 900-meter pipeline extending to the strip from the UAE-built desalination facilities.
The Palestinian Water Authority in Rafah connected the pipeline to the Gaza water network via the Egyptian borders. The three operational plants were set up as part of the Gallant Night 3 humanitarian operation.
Now, the initiative is to desalinate approximately 600,000 gallons of water daily to address the needs of roughly 300,000 Palestinians. Now, the UAE of the residents of the Gaza Strip who are benefiting from this initiative have expressed their gratitude for the UAE's effort, which is, by the way, Ali, beautiful at this point. I mean, the UAE has shown its support to what's happening in Gaza and Palestinians over ever since the war has begun, and it's beautiful.
Yes, that's, we've seen multiple times where the UAE has stepped in terms of financial aid, food, clothes, anything, name it. Like, we've seen the massive area where people can go and help out with the donations. There are multiple occasions where we've seen
100%, and it's not only the UAE as well, like the UAE as a country is helping, and as well, like, for example, my old school has helped in a way. Schools, malls, businesses have been helping and donating to Gaza, such as Huda Beauty, which is just like beautiful because it just shows how we actually do stand in solidarity with Palestinians and the people of Gaza.
Yes.
And now jumping to our next story.
Yes, so good news and very, very happy news for people that were planning to travel to Iran. GCC residents can now travel visa-free to Iran. The Iranian Minister of Cultural Heritage, Tourism and Handicrafts, Izzatullah Zarghami, announced visa-free entry for visitors from 33 countries, including GCC countries.
Some of the countries that can do visa-free travel to Iran are India, the Russian Federation, and group visits, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Lebanon, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and as well Tajikistan, Tunisia, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Mauritius, Seychelles, and Indonesia.
Yes.
Which is really a good, I would say it's good news because we do know that Iran is a beautiful country.
Very beautiful.
Course.
I've been to Iran, I've been to areas in Iran when I was younger. Very beautiful. Northern areas, very beautiful in the winter time, even in the fall time, very cold. Like, it's, the weather is not very cold. And like, if you go in September, August, at that, around that time, the weather is not cold, but you will be in the mountains. And it's very, 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 very nice. Very nice. Like, amazing.
So if you guys are of one of those countries and you would want to visit, in, let's say, a new country, I promise you guys, Iran is a beautiful country. You can just go there visa-free. And it's actually really nice because we've heard a lot of, like, Iran was very like, oh, you could not travel there, you need visa, and so on and on and on. So it's time to go, I guess. Yes. Well, jumping to our next story is, now we know that haters are gonna hate. Dubai Blink star DJ Bliss proves haters wrong in the most creative way. Now, nothing but better than to prove haters wrong through your work. As recently, DJ Bliss has been receiving a lot of hate, such as claims that his concerts are empty, and he replied in the most creative way via the one and the only TikTok.
DJ Bliss captured the hate comments and posted videos that just prove the opposite of every hate comment he has received, as we can see in the videos.
Now, this is a very smart and creative way, as people will always have an opinion, and all that you need to do is just show them that you're good at what you do. It's actually as well a good advice that, you know, like, no matter what you do, there's always someone who will be standing against you or against your work or does not agree with what you do. And at that point in time, all that you can do is just continue elevating your work and just getting better and better. And this is what DJ Bliss has shown. It's like, oh, your concerts are empty. And he just showed us like his concerts are full.
Yeah, he did it on one more than one. Okay, I think he did more than one video on it. Haters are like cockroaches. I would like to think that like they're like cockroaches. They never go away. They're there, you know. Even if you try to get rid of them, they still come back.
Yeah, of course, because again, like, see, Ali, there's a thing that people have opinions, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And you just cannot, like swish away opinions. Opinions are there. You just need to make sure that they are not there to affect your work ethic, your job, or anything of that sort. And you just need to prove them wrong at that point. You know what I mean? Like, for example, opinions, there will always be like, oh yeah, you know, you should have worn this and not that. Like, yeah, okay, thank you for your opinion. Thank you for telling me what to wear, but I like that. What do you think? How do you deal with haters?
Me?
Yeah.
I reply to them.
Oh, you
do? Yeah, it's my thing. Like, if you annoy me in any sort of way, I don't take offense to it. I'll just annoy you back.
Oh.
Like, if you hate on me, I'll just be an absolute... you know,
you'll hate on them back.
Yeah.
So guys, I think lesson learned: don't hate on Ali. He will hate you back.
I pick and choose the ones that I want to reply to, but majority of them, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're flexing your muscles on a digital screen. Try and say that to my face.
I mean, of course, because like if you want to think about it in a way, Ali, is the fact that usually when a hater hates on you, it's because they are insecure of, like, let's say if I come and tell you, like, oh, I don't like something in you. That's because I like that thing. And they like whatever they are hating on, if you know what I mean.
They're just insecure, you know, peanut-brained.
Peanut-brained. Guys, what, Ali what is else? Dropping some amazing.
What else can I say about the haters? They just hate their lives. They want other people to hate their lives, you know? You know? Yeah. I wanted to make a joke, but well, never mind. Yeah.
Well, guys, now let's jump to our last story that is related to the Dubai. One and only New Year's.
Yes. So it's important news for people that want to celebrate, that are in Dubai, that are celebrating New Year's Eve. Dubai announces road closures on December 31st. For New Year's celebrations. So prepare yourselves, people. All roads leading to the Burj Khalifa will be closed on the evening of December 31st. Al Asail Street from 4 p.m., Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Boulevard from 4 p.m., Burj Khalifa Street from 4 p.m., Financial Street, Financial Center Street, the lower deck, from 4 p.m. as well. Al Mustaqbal Street, Al Souq Street, Al Mustaqbal Street is 4 p.m. Al Souq Street is at 8 p.m. It's from 8 p.m. And Financial Center Street, the upper deck, from 9 p.m.
Now, if you're planning on taking the metro and the tram, Dubai Metro will operate from 8 a.m. on December 31st and until 12 a.m. on January 1st. Dubai Tram will operate as well from 9 a.m. on December 31st until 1 a.m. on January 2nd. The Burj Khalifa and Dubai One Metro Station will close from 5 p.m. and when the station exceeds capacity.
And another news about the Dubai Metro and Tram. Other metro stations to use: Business Bay, Financial Center, Emirates Towers, World Trade Center. Make sure your annual card balance is 15 dirhams for a round trip. Dubai's water canal lifts and pedestrian bridges.
And for the parking, the alternative parking is available at Al Wasl Club, Al Jafiliya Parking, where RTA buses will provide free transportation. If you'll be driving, arrive early and park at Amar District. Capacity will be for 20,000 at, 20,000 at Dubai Mall, Zabil, Fountain View and Boulevard lower parking spots.
Yes, and other parking spots you may find are on Sheikh Zayed Road, and Al Khail Road is prohibited. in both directions. So parking spots will be available at center point اتصالات by E&, Jebel Ali and Jumeirah Golf Estates.
Now, if you're planning on taking the RTA bus and taxi, the RTA public buses will be available to drop passengers to metro stations, Dubai Taxi Parking and the alternative parkings for free as well. Now, Dubai Taxi pickup locations can be found at Al Wasl Club and Al Jafilia Parking.
Yes. Hmm. Yes. It's
amazing.
It's about hectic, people.
It will be.
It is hectic every year for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
But the UAE does an amazing job. Dubai does an
that
amazing job as well to organize and keep everything safe, everybody safe, you know. Organized on time, everything, no problems, you know. Once you're in that location, you're there till the end.
That's true.
Yeah.
So guys, of course, make sure to be safe and plan your trip accordingly beforehand.
Yes.
Now guys, it's 8:50. I'm not going to say Happy New Year to you yet because we are expecting you to tune in with us live tomorrow for the last live of 2023, which is very exciting, guys. All right. Now, we will be expecting you tomorrow, same time. Have a good day, everyone. Goodbye from me, Farah, and goodbye from...
مع السلامة
باي باي